Economic disasters have not slowed down innovation. In recent weeks, several companies, including Samsung and Sony, have announced they will release smartwatches this fall. Just as your phone has become a computer, your watch may become a phone. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on the latest in a long line of efforts to get smartwatches to catch on.
The first time that smartwatches showed up in popular culture probably goes back to the cartoon detective Dick Tracy. Tracy's watch doubled as a walkie-talkie.
Dick Tracy calling Hemlock Holmes, calling Hemlock Holmes.
Go ahead, Tracy.
The Able Sable Fur Company has been robbed.
The smartwatch first appeared in Dick Tracy around 1946, but the cartoonist creator Chester Gould actually got his inspiration from a real-life inventor, Alfred J. Gross. He passed away over a decade ago without ever seeing the smartwatch get popular. There's a reason that people keep trying it anyway, says Mark Weber, a curator at the Computer History Museum.
What do people put on their wrists? They put on functions that they need to know frequently, things they're constantly looking at. So time was the first one.
Watches gained popularity along with the railroads and factory work when people really started to have to know what time it was. Initially, pocket watches were popular.
Today, the phone in your pocket is more like a pocket watch or in your purse, and the wrist computer is the equivalent of the wristwatch.
And we all know that wristwatches ultimately become a lot more popular than pocket watches. And Samsung, Sony, Qualcomm, and others are hoping that's going to be the path for smartwatches. But there are heaps of electronics scattered along the road to the perfect smartwatch. For example, back in the 1970s, the chip maker Intel purchased a watch company called Machroma Universal. Intel co-founder Gordon Moore says the company released the first watch with an LCD or liquid crystal display, and they were hoping to do more.
The thought at the time was, at least my thoughts, I think generally shared, that the wristwatch could become much more than just a watch. You add functions to it.
Intel's efforts failed. The technology hadn't reached a point where chips were small and powerful enough to do much inside a watch other than tell the time. Moore wore his watch for years afterwards as a reminder to stay out of the consumer watch business.
You know, I, for years, wore what I called my $15 million watch.
That's how much the company lost trying to sell its watches. Jacob Nielsen studies what makes technologies usable and popular, and he says wristwatches are small, and that makes it hard to give them a lot of functions.
You have to potentially push buttons or understand menus, and if that's very clunky, then they will fail, because then you have to spend so much time fiddling with the thing before you get any information.
Nielsen does think we're close to having the technology and the need for a smartwatch. Voice recognition could make buttons or touchscreens unnecessary. And these days, easily looking up the weather, checking email, and accessing a phone are about as important as knowing the time was back in the early days of the railroads. The question is whether there's a company out there that can finally fit it all comfortably on your wrist. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.